Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. In a troubling incident, a 68-year-old Wapiti resident called the Park County Sheriff's Office after a group of five individuals confronted the woman and her same-sex partner at their home, demanding that they leave the small community, saying they disapprove of their lifestyle. Colin Monahan and her partner retired to Wyoming from Chicago 4 years ago, drawn by the rugged landscape, and she has said that she has no illusions about living in a conservative community, but was surprised by the level of hatred she says some residents have displayed toward the couple. On the flip side, she says the amount of support they have received from others has been most welcome. During the confrontation, Monahan phoned the sheriff's department, at which point the group decided to leave. When contacted, no one from the group would comment on the encounter. The sheriff's office is investigating. Wyoming is only one of four states with no hate crime statutes on the books, which Monahan feels would be appropriate for this situation because of the level of intimidation she and her partner experienced, those involved could be charged with harassment and trespassing. Frank Denbo had one busy day and night. The 35-year-old Cody man went out on the town and engaged in behavior that could be described as wanton and reckless, spinning cookies on Sheridan Avenue in his Jeep, driving said Jeep onto the patio at the Silver Dollar Bar, plus questionable interactions at a local convenience store and the Cody Rec Center. After his Jeep was impounded, Denbo was spotted on the lot, removing items from the vehicle, and police were again called, but he left before they arrived. When police finally confronted Denbo, that's when the situation came to a head, and he allegedly kicked an officer and sprayed him with an energy drink. He was placed under arrest and charged with interference with a peace officer, causing bodily harm, a charge that could land him in prison for up to 10 years. During a court appearance before Judge Bruce Waters, Denbo was uncooperative and combative, and deputies at one point tackled the man, but the reason for that action is not yet known. The case against him continues.
Do you have a lead foot? Here's some heavy news. Speeding is one of the leading causes of traffic crashes. This is Cody Beers with YDOT. Don't put your schedule above everyone else's safety. Stop tailgating. Don't try to beat traffic lights. And please, pass safely and legally. Drive at safer speeds. Remember the posted speed limit. Slow down. Look out for the other driver. Slow down, Leadfoot.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
The weather's changing, and so is Powell Ace Hardware. They're fully stocked in lawn and leaf bags and pest control for inside and outside your house at Powell Ace Hardware.
Strong winds across southern Wyoming and northern Colorado fan the flames of two large wildfires in the region. The 210-mile Cameron Fire, burning west of Fort Collins, and the Mullen Fire, now at 275 miles and burning southwest of Laramie, both saw increased activity due to the high winds. The increase in both fires have raised the possibility of new evacuations in the region, as homes and outbuildings are potentially in danger. Heavy smoke from the two fires have prompted officials to issue several air quality warnings. Firefighters continue to keep a close eye on the community of Centennial threatened by the Mullen Fire and to continually reassess evacuation orders. Nearly 1,500 Wyoming residents remain away from their homes as firefighters struggle to contain the blazes. The Wyoming Highway Patrol recently released a statement saying 2 pounds of methamphetamine had been seized during a traffic stop on October 13th. The arrest took place 23 miles south of Gillette on Highway 50 when a trooper pulled over Dickinson, South Dakota resident Jerry Dawson for going 92
in a 70-mile-per-hour zone. While speaking with Dawson and his passenger, Bobby Dickerson, from Bakersfield, California, troopers could smell burnt marijuana coming from inside the vehicle and found a marijuana bud on the passenger seat. This prompted a search of the car, a 2020 Chrysler 300, in which troopers found the 2 pounds of meth in the trunk. Dickerson then attempted to flee on foot from the traffic stop. He was later apprehended in a field north of the vehicle. Both men were arrested and taken to the Campbell County Detention Center. They have been charged with misdemeanor possession of a controlled substance, felony possession of a controlled substance, and felony possession with intent to deliver. The Wyoming Division of Criminal Investigation is assisting with the case. This look at Wyoming news was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.